Hi, and welcome to the Pet Healer Podcast. This is your host, Dr. Mitzi Vargas, and today we're going to talk about allergies. Yay! Well, allergies from the TCVM point of view, okay? So it's going to be a little different. And the reason is it's March, and my allergies have been all out, and everybody I talk to, you know, they have allergies, and we are starting to see a lot of wind heat, which is a type of allergy, and we're going to talk about. So there are many, many patterns in Chinese medicine that describe the same one word that we use in the Western medicine to describe atopy. Atopy is an immune system condition where your body is overreacting to normal things in the environment. So therefore, pollen, which is always in the environment, it causes a severe allergic reaction. It could be like hay fever in people. So the dog or cat could have teary eyes. They could have nasal congestion. But most of the time, they don't look like that. It's mostly in the skin. So there are many patterns. So the funny thing about Western medicine for atopy, there's a treatment for atopy, and it's a blanket treatment. And the funny thing is it can work in five or six dogs, and then the next five or six dogs, the same treatment will not work. And the reason is the underlying root of that disease is different. So what I like about TCVM is that we are not doing the cookie cutter treatment because dogs are not cookies. So we are doing the customized treatment. So we have to find what is the pattern, because based on the pattern is what we will, how we'll treat, what kind of herbal medicine we're going to use and what kind of points we're going to use. So the first one we're going to talk about is the regular skin allergy. That is called external wind. Wind is a pathogen. It comes out, and external wind means it's in the skin. So it's stuck in the skin on the outside of the body, but it's causing a problem. So that's what we commonly in Western medicine call atopy or contact dermatitis. It could also encompass flea allergy dermatitis, any kind of IgE-mediated hypersensitivity reaction is going to be called external wind. External wind symptoms is itch, pruritus, or itch, and mainly scratching face, neck, and upper body. You might have concurrent ear infections, and that's a big clue. When you have ear infections, definitely that you have allergies. And the pet might be rubbing the face all the time in the rug or in the grass. When I look at those pulses, so when I feel those pulses, they feel fast or wiry. And when I look at those tongues and the dogs or cats, their tongues are red and mostly dry. So when I see those symptoms, I call this external wind. And guess what? There is a herbal, Chinese herbal by Jingtang called external wind. It works wonders in this one. But you have to have the right pattern, okay? So in this case, you will have some dermatitis, but you don't have a deep pyoderma, no deep skin infections. It's mostly redness and itch. You might have concurrent ear infections. So that's the pattern, and that's the herbal formula. What points work for that? If you're an acupuncturist and you're listening to me, spleen 10 is going to work great. Why? Because spleen 10 is actually the sea of blood. And so you know that blood will kill the wind. So any points in the spleen channel will work. Spleen 4 is a wonderful point. It is opens the Chong Mai, and which is a blood channel too. So the spleen 4, spleen 10 are great points to use. Also, gallbladder points are excellent, especially gallbladder 31. It's my favorite for itch and when it's just external wind. So remember that the yang meridians are great to relieve the body of excesses, And H is an excess. It's a win that is not supposed to be there. So those are the points that are definitely I will recommend. Then the next allergy type pattern is win heat. The win heat, now we're talking about a hot dog. You touch those dogs, they're red. They are red. They might have patches of red, or their whole body is red. They look like a tomato. And they feel hot. Their ears are hot. Their body's hot. They might have little tiny vesicles or pustules on the body surface. They're definitely very itchy. They scratch and rub whatever areas have those patches. And the areas that they are working on, they have no hair. Alopecia there. So the tongue is definitely red. And also the pulse is floating and forceful. And in this case, to me, this is a little bit more severe than external wind. Maybe if you leave the external wind there and do not do anything about it, it can progress to wind heat. But the wind heat needs a different herb. So external wind will be great for external wind pattern. But for wind heat, there is a specific herb from Jingtang called wind toxin. And that will work best when there's the warmth and the redness and the pustules or vesicles in the skin surface. The next pattern is damp heat in the whole body. And damp heat can be in the whole body, can be in the paws, can be in the lower jaw or the lower part of the body, the abdomen and ventrum. Or it could be damp heat could stay in the ears. So damp heat has different parts where it attacks. It could also have damp heat in the genital areas. So genital areas, ears, lower jaw, forepaws, and whole body. So we have multiple formulas. Can you use one formula called damp heat skin for all of them? Yes. But if you have a specific area like pododermatitis, then you might need the forepaws damp heat. Or if you have a tremendous problem in the lower abdomen where you have eosinophilic plaques and a lot of pyoderma and pustules and even fistulas, all of that, then lower jaw damp heat might be better. If it's just in the ears and it's a chronic ear infection, then damp heat, ear damp heat would be a better formula than just the damp heat skin. And if it's a genital area situation where you have vulvar discharge and vulvar, perivulvar swelling and pyoderma, then maybe a genital damp heat. So there's multiple formulas that will attack the damp heat, but damp heat skin formula can attack all of them. And then you can use your acupuncture for the specific areas, right? So the damp heat is characterized by what we call a pyoderma. You have redness, swelling, heat, you have discharge, you have pus or purulent discharge on the skin surface. There might be a smell to it. They might be rashes like in wind heat, but this is deeper. It seems like thickening of the skin, hyperlichenification. All of these things can happen. And so, again, depending on which area the damp heat it's attacking, you can select the formula. Now, the next pattern is blood deficiency with heat. And that's very similar to wind heat, except the dog has a lot of dry signs, like crack pads. The tongue has cracks in it. They are panting. They're cool-seeking. You see the dryness in the skin with a lot of alopecia. You see it with just red skin. The tongue will be red and dry, and the pulse is going to be fast but weak. And so this one does better with Kushensi Wu. Kushensi Wu is great for blood deficiency with heat conditions. Now, if you just had blood deficiency without heat, then you will have the same symptoms of dryness like crack pads, cracked tongue, and dander, but you're going to see a pale tongue, very pale tongue and dry. And that one, you're better off doing si wu xiao feng. Si wu xiao feng. It's feng means wind. So it really helps with the itch, because it does have itch in there. But it si wu is for anemia, so it will build up the blood component. For damp heat, you should use liver and gallbladder points, because especially the damp heat, what I mentioned in the paws or lower vulvar and in the ears are just the domain of the liver and the gallbladder. So gallbladder points that are gallbladder 43 would be a great point. It's level 2 for heat. Stomach 44 is a level 2 for heat, is a good one. Because the stomach, the path of the stomach is on the ventrum, and sort of like in the inguinal area. And so the stomach and the gallbladder are good ones for the damp skin, in addition to the itching ones. And GV14, obviously, whenever you have heat, GV14 is a great point to hit, because it will calm the inflammation. But for the blood deficiency with heat, or just blood deficiency, remember to do your spleen points. Tonify the blood. Bladder 17 is an associate for blood. You need to do your spleen points, obviously. And along with the gallbladder, the liver points, and the ones that I mentioned. You can also have a pattern where it's a combination pattern of blood and yin deficiency. So you have heat signs, right? Dry skin, red, dry skin, crack paw pads on the tongue as well. And this is an older dog or cat. Then in this case, if the tongue is pale, you could do dandruff formula, which is another good one for blood and yin deficiency. And if it's just yin deficiency, chronic itching, worse at night, dandruff, hyperactivity at night or insomnia, cool-seeking behavior, really deep red gums and tongue with a fast pulse, then that one is a yin deficiency. So you can do a global yin deficiency tonic like er yin tang, or you could do yang yin qi yang, which is more specific for the skin. However, I mentioned multiple roots to the same one word, atopy, that we treat in Western medicine. So there are multiple herbs that you can use, multiple acupuncture points, and don't forget food therapy. So you can tailor the treatment according to the pattern. That's what I love about TCVM. That's what I think is superior for this management of chronic conditions like atopy. So I hope you learned something today. I hope you put in practice some of the points that I mentioned if you're a practitioner. And if you're a pet owner and you're just interested in learning about Chinese medicine, then know that if your pet has allergies, it could be a very complex issue. And there are multiple roots to this issue. And until we don't realize which one is causing it, it's not going to have a solution. But there is a solution for everything. We can manage and allow these pets to have relief and to live a wonderful life. So I hope you raise some awareness with your friends about allergies and how we can manage with TCVM. Hit the notification bell. Share with your friends. And if you have any questions, reach out to us. Thank you and have a wonderful spring. And remember that from now on, we're going to be downloading every Friday a brand new episodes. So you can be on the lookout for them. In the meantime, visit our Facebook page, the Pet Healer Podcast page. We also have a website, thepethealerpodcast.com. and we are in most platforms, so you can enjoy our topics. Thank you, and until next time, take care. Well, thanks so much for listening, guys. Information about this episode came from my book, AlpVet, the Revolutionary Pet Care and Longevity Solution, available in Amazon at our clinic, and soon to be an audiobook. So look forward to that. And this episode was sponsored by my practice, Orchid Springs Animal Hospital. And our website is www.osahvsinvictorets.com. There's a lot of information out there. If you want some more information on integrative pet healing, and our Pet Healer podcast is going to be available in all platforms. So we're looking forward to seeing you again.